This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, after the first break, maybe after the second break, Star Parker joins me. I haven't had her on the show in a while, and I don't know why. No reason in particular. Star is the founder and the president of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, a public policy think tank that promotes market-based solutions to fight poverty. Also, Star regularly consults with both federal and state legislators on, you know, market-based strategies to fight poverty. We'll talk to her about where we're going. What happened under Obama? What's happening under Trump? Can he pull the people who can't seem to get out of poverty, the people who keep fighting it? Can he pull them out? Anyway, a lot of good fun. Pelosi, I love this woman. I'm sorry, I know some of you are going, what? Huh? I love this woman. Seriously. When you think about, you know, she's always trying to catch somebody. And I think maybe too far into it, she realizes, oh, what did I just do? You know, and I don't know if she has the horse sense to pull herself back out again. So Nancy trying to hang Trump and the rest of the Republicans, you know, they're holding on to Obamacare. Like, you know, the world is going to crumble without it. And they don't care what damage it does. It's funny how, you know, when it comes to money, when it comes to when they decide to put a bill up, when they decide to put a program up, money is no object. Well, it's not their money, but you know what I'm saying. Money is no object. But the minute Republicans put it up, it's like, well, we don't know what this is going to cost us. You got to put it up for a period of time so we can read it. The American people need to know what you're getting. It's like, wow. Where the heck were you when they passed Obamacare? Were you in a coma? Did they switch your body? Was there a body double? So House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tweeted out a question late on Monday about people's experience with Obamacare. Now, last week, the Republicans released their new health care plan intended to replace the Affordable Care Act. Democrats have been, you know, gearing up for a fight against the new plan. And I got to tell you, though, I am so irritated at the Republicans over this. Come on, let's be honest about this. These guys have known for years that once they, you know, if they have a chance, a moment, a second in time to take the shot, that they should be ready for it. But they weren't. I don't know what they were thinking. They weren't. I don't care that there were seven plans. Some people said there were seven plans, six plans, eight plans on the table. We didn't have a plan. Where's the plan to replace it? So anyway, Republicans released their new plan intended to replace the Affordable Care Act. Democrats have been gearing up for the fight. You know, Pelosi tweets out a link to the White House website asking followers to share their experience with the Affordable Care Act. She wants to know, what does she say? Oh, she uses the app POTUS, right? Wants to know about your experience with ACA. Share your stories about why we must protect our care. Now, they don't say, make sure we have a plan that works. No, no. They're fighting to hold on to the Affordable Care Act, which isn't so affordable and isn't really helping. Now, she wanted feedback to help save her butt, save their butts. Let me read you a few of the ones that she got instead. Nancy Pelosi, my costs have skyrocketed under Obamacare, out of pocket almost twice what we paid pre-Obamacare. I want full repeal. Parisa to Nancy Pelosi. Healthcare insurance for dad, two younger siblings, is $800 a month. This is not affordable for the middle class. Yeah, I can't pronounce that name. Lombardia to Nancy Pelosi. Costs went through the roof. Not very affordable. The, let's see, who else? Tatiana says, it's not working. Fix it. Lisa says that please get rid of the Affordable Care Act. It's a financially devastating to us in the middle class. We need to care for our families. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi doesn't have any financial problems. Neither do her kids. Because somehow, you know, her and her husband became multimillionaires while, I shouldn't say while they're in Congress. Well, she's been in Congress. Most Congress people do. If they've been in there for 20 years like that, they come out very, very rich. The, let's see, Adam Carl France, he said, well, it saved lives. I'm sure it saved a few. See, I'm sure some people who couldn't afford it before, because, you know, there were no subsidies for health care, I'm sure it helped some people. There's no question about it. People who didn't have insurance, couldn't get insurance, they got Obamacare. But really? For the average person, for the person who had health care, and many did, for the average person who had health care, these premiums went up. Deductibles went up. Premiums went up. It became almost unaffordable for some of these. One person says, I need surgery. I can't get it because the deductible is too high. Now I've been in pain for 2 years. Thank you, Obamacare. You know, I'd like to see them can these, say how these, you know, this isn't real, though that's the exception. So you got somebody who needs surgery, been in pain for 2 years. It's okay because it's just the exception. You know, there's a lot of problems with the new bill that the Republicans want to put out there. It really doesn't deal with the issues that we talked about or we have talked about in the past. Right? I mean, you call them subsidies, call them whatever you want to, tax credits. It's all taxpayer money. Now, am I saying that we shouldn't help people really in need? No. You know, some of you won't like that, but no. We should make sure people can get the help that they need. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And after the break, we'll have Star Parker will join us. And I don't know, we haven't had her on the show for a while. And not because I don't want her on the show. She's busy, and I can never really connect with her. So anyway, she's the founder and president of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, a public policy think tank that promotes market-based solutions to fight poverty. Now, before her involvement in social activism, Star had 7 years of first-hand experience in the grip of welfare dependency. And, again, you know, she's got ideas. She's got ways to fix it. She's got ways to get people off of the government doles, government welfare system. Anyway, the CNN's at it again. And I don't know if you saw the wonderful young documentary producer that was on Fox the other night. And he says Michael Brown, you know, didn't do anything wrong, didn't try to rob the store, did nothing. Michael Brown was a saint. And because of this new clip that he put out, it's causing all kinds of problems again. And now we find out that the clip played on, where else, CNN, may have been doctored up. No, I shouldn't say it. It was doctored up. Because you see the raw footage, right? Fox got the raw footage, and so did some other places. They put it up next to the producer's footage, and you can see big chunks missing. Now, their efforts to validate the fake news, CNN's efforts to validate fake news and fake documentaries for the sake of pushing their liberal agenda, is downright disgusting. Their latest shenanigan is just another addition to the long history of fake news stories run by the leftist media. Now, CNN is promoting a highly charged false claim about new, heavily edited, closed caption footage from the Ferguson liquor market on the night before Mike Brown was shot and killed. We have thoroughly deconstructed the lies. Right? CNN is promoting this fake documentary, Stranger Fruit, is what it's called. And it uses heavily edited footage on an earlier Mike Brown visit to the store. You can see the differences. I mean, you've got to look really careful. Now, according to the documentary, Mike Brown was exchanging marijuana. Yeah, you know, having just doing the normal thing, right? Going into the corner store to exchange some marijuana for store products. Everybody, don't you do that? I got a whole stash I just go to the store with every time I need a pack of cigarettes or something. I trade them the dope for the cigarettes. Mike was exchanging marijuana for store product at 1:13 in the morning. When, you know, you do all your best deals at that time, don't you? Prior to his return to strong arm robbery of the same store, the footage is edited to give the appearance of store employees accepting weed as barter for the product. This is false. Secondly, the producer of the video, Jason Pollock, is claiming the police never released the earlier in the day CCTV footage and instead tried to hide it. Again, this is false. Because guess what? Both the grand jury and the FBI were given and reviewed all of the tapes, all of the footage. So CNN is promoting falsehood. CNN is promoting violence in that area. Now, the beauty behind this, you know, once CNN puts all this up there, and like I started to say, they're responsible for this. Very responsible for this. So you can't put this up there and call it real. What's really funny is the producer of the documentary. He actually believes that the FBI, right, the grand juries, the FBI, and the police all got together to hide the information, to hide the proper information, so the police officer wouldn't be indicted. That's what they believe. And think about what you're saying here. You're saying that Eric Holder, I mean, the outrage that black men were being hunted down, the outrage that only black men are shot for no real reason, Michael didn't have a gun, therefore this was a high crime, Eric Holder came out under a black president, a black AG, came out and couldn't find anything wrong with this event. Nothing. Now, I don't know, what do you want? You want him to pay? You want this one cop to pay for the sins of every cop before him or something? I don't know what you want. Actually, I don't think you know what you want. And all this because CNN chose not CNN. They're responsible for this. They chose not to even talk about the facts. Not to put up the other side of the issues. And now we have shootings back in Ferguson again. We hadn't had them for a while. And now after tape, we have it again. They couldn't take the time to check the facts or even talk about the other side of the issues with the producer. Are they culpable for anything in this case? Come on. Are they anything? When you put out a story like that, see, they blame it on us. On the right, if we put out something and they think it caused violence, Mr. Trump,
just for being Mr. Trump, he's responsible for the violence that goes on around the anti-Trump rallies that they... Listen to this. You have to take two, three hits off the crack pipe for this to make sense. They tell you, Trump is responsible for the violence that goes on at an anti-Trump rally when anti-Trump people, right, break windows, set things on fire, hit pro-Trumpers. Trump's responsible for that just because of who he is. Yet CNN puts out this story. This is that double standard I keep telling you about. It's right there in your face. CNN puts out a story that then gins up the violence again in that area. It's not just smashing windows. We're talking about gunshots, people being shot at. And they're responsible for nothing. Not their fault. They just report the facts. Well, you didn't report any facts in this case. You reported what a producer of a documentary film for his 15 minutes of glory gave you without checking it. And not just check. Look, let's just say you're not sure. A sixth grade journalism student would have been able to give the information needed, would have been able to ask the questions, right, to at least get you to think. Get the average person, give it some thought. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also, or you should also be able to, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You're going to be hearing more and more and more about that. Hey, don't go far. We're going to be joined by Star Parker right after the break. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives Made in America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take part of the live chat room they have there for you older folks who don't like Facebook, because a lot of you don't. Or you can head over to Facebook. There is a live feed there as well, both video and you know how it goes. Look it. For you younger people, you know how it goes. Head over to Facebook. You'll love the conversation over there. You know, I don't have her on enough. I always enjoy when she's on with me, or I can get to get with her, or even hear her talk, some of her talks that she gives. Star Parker is joining me. She's the founder and president of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, a public policy think tank that promotes market-based solutions to fight poverty. Star, thanks for being with me today.
Well, I thought I was glad to be with you, but based on what you just told your audience, that they can see us live chat and all these other things, I'm sitting here in Washington, D.C., where we're having extensive discussions about wiretapping and the extent of government. Can you see me? Can the audience
they can see
me?
Listen, they can see you.
They can see,
they can see you. And the NSA, yeah, I know. I love this stuff.
All of them, they're right here. Oh, no.
Listen, you knew this was coming, though. If anybody with two brain cells to rub together knew that at some point in time, this technology was going to get so far advanced that there would be so many things that people could do. That young man that actually got into the system on the airplane when he was flying back and forth, young people have gotten into the systems of cars, believe it or not, the newer cars. So, man.
I was at the press club the other day. And, you know, they've now put in these new security measures because things are getting pretty out of control here in Washington. Just loud.
Wait. They're getting out of control, Star?
Pain.
Really?
in terms of now, there's change in the air, and we're coming to drain the swamp. So anyway, they put in these new security measures. And so I said, so what's next? You guys going to give us little cards? And they're like, oh, yeah. You know, so that you can just kind of swipe yourself in. I said, will that be in the forehead or on the wrist? They're like, never mind. you're right. The kids, technology is moving us to where the scripture comes more alive, that, wow, we can really move to a one world order and get to the place where there's total chaos, turmoil, and God's church is triumphant. But let's get to your point. What now are you talking about when you say the chaos in Washington? A new order has come to town. We are making our country strong again. We are making our country wealthy again. We're making our country proud again. We're making our country safe again. And, yes, we're making our country great again. It's just noisy right now.
Well, no, I agree with you that we're heading in that direction. But, you know, you're trying to take stuff away from children that have been allowed to play with the rattle, you know, that mommy and daddy go running back and forth and give them anything they want. You've got a whole group of old farts, excuse me, out there that don't want to give it up. I mean, just look.
Noise.
I know it's
like
noise.
It's like living next to the train tracks. The realtor didn't tell you that your house was next to a train track. But over time, you don't hear it anymore. But, you know, you're absolutely right, Joe. We were on this course toward secular statism, and the American people spoke. The decent, quiet people of America that go up and go to church on Sunday, take their kids to school on Monday, go to work, and they do this as a pattern, and over time have been sending 60% of their monies to Washington, D.C., and or their state, and or their local governments to figure this stuff out, have been taken advantage of. So they change things all across the country, not just here in Washington, but all across the country. There are now 33 Republican governors. Everything. Democrats lost even dog catchers are now Republicans. So I'm so sorry for the animal rights activists there. But going through the transition is pretty uncomfortable and will be for, like you're saying, those that are now on the crack. But if they want to be healthy, then we're going to have to have a little bit of surgery, I guess you could say. We need to. It's 60% of Americans get more from government than they put in. We're $20 trillion in debt. We spend a quarter of the budget, almost $1 trillion, on anti-poverty programs. We're $24 trillion since that war began. Where are we now? So, yeah, it's going to be hard, and people are going to be very, very disappointed that they're getting kicked. But it's good for you.
Well, I'm laughing because you brought it up, and it's true. It's you know, they've been on crack for so long. You know, just you can't just yank them off it. A lot of these people, they're on programs they should have never been on, or programs the government should have never been offering. And now you're going to step in and take it away from them. They're freaking, I mean, truly, they're freaking out over this. The other thing.
No, they're going to get rehab. They're going to have a little rehab. In fact, that's what the current debate is on Obamacare, is that there are some that are saying let's send them through rehab and let's transition them out off of Obamacare, and others are saying the best medicine is just to let it collapse a little bit. Let's repeal all of this, and then we'll replace it with some market-based solutions. I love Rand Paul's plan, as I have to mention. But, yeah, you're right. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
very
and,
uncomfortable.
And people on both sides of the aisle screen. Look, I'm not sympathetic to this because, you know, you go after that drug. You're the one that decides to use it and stay on it. You know, you brought up God. We're both, I'm a Christian too, and I go, look, my sufficiency is God. It's not the government. And I'm willing to help you from a community level if you truly, honestly need it. But this stuff gets out of control, especially when the government gets their hands on it. The Democrats haven't figured it out yet.
Well, that's why I probably...
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, I was going to say that's probably why I'm so passionate about it, because you just described me. I believe the lies of the left. I was involved in that criminal activity, drug activity, sexual activity, because I believed all of the stuff that people are growing up with today, that the poor are poor because the wealthy are wealthy, and now they're envy and income. I believe that America was so racist I didn't need to mainstream, because we've been teaching now multiculturalism and diversity for how long in these schools? There's nothing about each part of us, you know. I believed everything that they're saying today, that I didn't need to do all of these things to make my life healthy, and ended up in just a little dark hole that I carved for myself. Welfare dependency, all types of ill behaviors until Christianity. So I kind of understand and can appreciate those that are like, but they told me it was going to make me feel good. And then they get addicted. I don't know that they really want to be addicted. So we as a society have to help them, help wean them from their Uncle Sam.
Yeah, we're on the same page there. I look at what we've given these people. You know, again, I always felt like programs like welfare would help people get over a rough patch, not to move in with the furniture and the kids. You know, it was something that to just get you over a little rough moment. But community should have been.
No.
Well,
that's the problem.
Community should have been doing it, and they stopped doing it for some reason.
They stopped doing it because the government went into business against them. No, the government is not supposed to be in the charity business. It's not their role. you render to Caesar what's his and God what's his. When the people were hungry in the scripture, you didn't hear the Lord say, oh, well, let's go set up a food stamp program to the Romans. No, he said, you feed them. No, this was our fault. We got ourselves here, and now we're going to have to transition out of it. And that's what the noise is right now in Washington. There are many wonderful freedom lovers and thinkers who are now saying, how do we transition out of it?
Oh.
But their goal is to transition out of it. I can attest to that because many of them are my friends.
Well, and you're there, and I'm glad somebody like you is there. We need a lot of people. I tell people all the time, look, whether you agree with this president or not, whether you agree with your legislators or not, you've got to pray for them. You've got to pray that they get guidance and that God brings the right people to them to help them push through and make the right decisions. You can't just pray them dead like some people want to do. Yeah, it's not the right thing to do.
Maybe you are watching me. You shouldn't have said that part.
You got the death scriptures on the wall, do you?
I do not.
No, but, you know, and it is all, you know, people, and the Bible talks about people being wax feeble because of fear, because of a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And look at all the fear that's being put out there, you know, the women's marches, that they're afraid that it's an anti-Trump march because he's going to take women's rights away. Really? What's he going to take away?
Well, there's one so-called right we're taking away is abortion. This is a crime against humanity. So we should not be doing it, and we are going to take that away. Now, if they want to go back in their alleys and use coat hangers, that's their business. But to make Americans complicit, to force all of us into funding what we know is an affront to the Creator himself, no, that is one thing. Yeah, you're right, and they are right. They're going to lose that opportunity because there is whatever it takes to get our nation out of the abortion business, we're going to do it. $520 million tax dollars? You know what? We can take everybody listening and everybody they know and everybody they know and everybody they know, and they're still not coming up anywhere near $520 million. So if you love abortion so much, then just send your check straight to them. Don't send it to the government and force the rest of us to send it to the government to give to them.
So
that is one change that they will be looking forward to, and they ain't happy.
No, I agree with you. If that's your thing, someone
I know
there.
You do.
But listen, here's the thing that I think is hilarious. The Dems is selling this like, you know, us old white guys, we want to keep women barefoot pregnant in the kitchen and they better be three steps behind us. And the low end, we run out of time. We got to talk about this after the break. You got me wound up now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Star Parker's with me, and she will join me on the other side of the break.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, rather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. That's Genesis Communication Network. Head up there. You can find out stations times. Or head over to my website, therealside.com. Where you can also buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you know what? I show you in the book, you got nothing to hate. You know what? I don't even know where Bible-thumping came from, but we love you. We care about people. We're willing to help out, but not with the government. Not with the government running everything. Okay, so head over there. Check it out. If you're from the left, you're going to see we're not the haters you think you are. If you're on the right, then you're going to have some ammunition, if you would. You're going to have some information you could use to speak to the people on the left. You get Amazon and my website as well. Star Parker joins me. She's the founder and president of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. It's a public policy think tank that promotes market-based solutions to fight. I'm all in for fighting poverty. I'm all in for getting people to be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Oh, and so are we. And in fact, the president has spoken many a times that he is going to fix the inner cities. He told the African American community, "Look, what do you have to lose? I'm going to fix this stuff." And they didn't vote for him. They said, so what? We don't want it fixed. But suppose, I don't know what they said, but they only 8% voted for him. But that didn't matter. When he had his inauguration, he said it again. No, I'm going to fix this. And then when he spoke to Congress, he said, I'm going to fix this. Well, I've been working on this for 20 years through my work at Urban Cure. And so we finally got the call. It was like, well, he's looking for ideas to fix this. We are going to help the president fix our inner cities. Money should follow children to the schools the parents want.
Amen.
If you're poor and you're trapped in a ghetto, you should be able to live wherever you want to through HUD policy. So we're very excited about his cabinet
picks from Mrs. DeVos to Ben Carson to, or Dr. Carson, who's now Secretary Carson, to Secretary Tom Price. We're going to do this work. But I want to get back to something else you said, Joe, about the, you said that barefoot and pregnant. I don't understand what's so wrong with that.
Well, you know the picture that's painted with that, right? You know, the picture that's painted when you talk about the older white Christian men who think of their women as less than them. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what they try to pretend it is. But
bingo.
You really, the left always just tries to distort reality. Reality is that the marital bed is undefiled, and if men and women are in their homes married and running around barefoot and pregnant, they probably are, should not have your camera in their room for sure. Okay, whatever this is that you said that your people on your website can see us. No, you're right. There's been a distorted picture painted of Christianity in church, but I tell you, it was my lifeline. And when that pastor got up that Sunday morning after someone looked me in my eye and pointed their finger at me and told me my lifestyle was unacceptable to God, that life of criminal activity and drug activity and sexual activity and wealth dependency, I accepted the truth of the Lord. And now I'm going to the church on a regular basis. And when that pastor got up and said, "What are you doing living on welfare? God is your source,
that's
not the
right.
government.
That's
and you
right.
have a decision to make, God or government." I wrote my caseworker the next day, and I have not turned back since. So there's freedom in getting away from Uncle Sam. And that's the truth. So if people don't want to experience the Lord, that's the business. For me, I should be in jail for all the things. That I was an armed robber. Really? So I just see the freedom hand of God and how he hides us. And then he calls us to do great work for him. So you just got to ignore the train riding by your house. But, you know, the realtor didn't tell you that there was a train track in the back. They made sure they showed you the house when the trains were not there. And that's what's happening here in Washington. The noise is the sound of freedom. Like what Vice President Mike Pence said when the people tried to diss him at the Hamilton when he took his family there after such a grueling election. Mm-hmm. He said to his young children, "That's the sound of freedom." And that's what we have to remember. What happened in November was a push from just the heartland that we want our country to be what the founders had envisioned. We're not there yet, but we're going to move ourselves there. We were going down the wrong path, and the last 8 years we were on steroids going down the wrong path. So we're turning things around. So it's going to be sloppy. It's going to be noisy, but we're going to get the job done. I can assure you of that because I'm here. That's what I'm dedicating my life to. So if nobody else is going to get it done, I am.
If I'm with you, sir. If I'm the only voice screaming, then I'm fine with that because I only have to answer to God at the end. I don't have to answer to anybody else, you know, in my life for these things. But yeah, there's another I'll say argument or war. You know, the Dems love to be at war with something. They war with women, war with blacks, war with they're at war with everybody when it comes to us. So, you know, we're seeing more and more of these articles come out. I just did a whole show around this the other day how, you know, our millennials are not looking to God anymore. They're not looking to organized religion, that there is a power out there, but they don't know what it is. The kids that are brought up in God's word, they do worse. They have less empathy. They have they care less for people. We're seeing these stories pop up all over the place. You know, Christians need to rise up and not allow this to happen. I'm not saying you get violent and you fight back, but what have we done to our children? What are we showing people around us as Christians?
Well, we allowed in the 60s for our schools to be scrubbed from any reference to God. So you're right. We need to transition ourselves back into health and moral framework. Why do we believe what we believe? And that's done through school options. The only place that we get to actually speak into other children, other people's children's culture is in our educational apparatus.
That's
and
right.
That's why I fight for vouchers. Money should follow children to the schools the parents want, because even poor parents in the most at-risk communities choose Christian schools. And so we want that. We want a moral framework. But that said, we also don't want to buy into the lie that the Democrats love to spread about how broken we are. They throw it out there all the time. You see it in the divorce numbers. Oh, 50-50 divorce numbers, 50%. That's not even true. Divorce is high. It's about 18-19%, but it's not 50-50. Why do they say 50-50? Because they know it's a bad odd.
Mm-hmm. Where do they get, so people aren't going to do it, where do they get the number? Well, if there are 50,000 marriages this year, 50,000 divorces, they say 50-50. They forgot to say 100 million people stayed married. And the same thing is with these millennials that are not going to church. They don't look at the 100 million people that in this country, 150 million in this country, get up every Sunday morning and go to church. No, they'd rather point to the 400,000 that showed up at the homosexual march, or the 1 million that may have come into to Washington D.C. To protest something. No, Sunday morning is the most integrated hour in America and around the world, because people of faith that love their Lord get up and go to church on Sunday. Those numbers are in 100 million in a 320 million country. So let's not buy into, you know, we're losing. Do we have work to do? Oh, absolutely. And are the youth moving away from their faith? Yes, they are. So we need to grab them and get them back into Christian schools. It is hard-pressed to send them to church on Sunday and then Monday to send them into a secular apparatus that has them Monday through Friday, 40 hours, indoctrinating them. So, yeah, we have work to do there. But I don't buy that lie that Christianity is losing in America. It's not.
No, but you,
otherwise, we wouldn't have had such a wonderful election.
but you just hit a home run with that. And there's two parts to that. Parents, right? You've got to impart this into your kids. You got to not buy into the lie of the devil. You got to impart in your kids the truth, the love of God. And then number two is you've got to get there and get out and fight these things and make sure that people, you know, like you just said, you're there with a conversation and somebody says something about Christians divorcing at a 50-50% rate. Just look up and say, look, that's not true. And here's what the truth is.
That's not even true.
You know?
Yeah, you can Google it now. We have information right at our fingertips. Show it to them. Right there. Yeah. Just look it up. Confront them right now. Say, let's look and see if that number is the truth. I do it to blacks all the time. Oh, well, they're going to suppress the black vote. I say, you know what? Blacks are registered to vote and vote even higher numbers than whites. Don't tell me that blacks. We're registered like 79% numbers. Yep. You got to be kidding. And we voted those. Don't even go there with me. So we have the truth at our fingertips now. So we have a confrontation that can take place. But bigger than that, and more important than that, is the point on getting your children out of these government cesspools we call schools, because it's very hard for them for you to tell them the right thing to do through Scripture. You spend 5 minutes with them in the morning praying with them. You send them to the church on the Sunday morning so they go to the youth study. But then on Monday, you send them into a government-controlled apparatus that is teaching them moral relativism and secular humanism. It's conflicting for them. They're little kids. They don't know. Mm-hmm. I asked my 4-year-old granddaughter, and I was sitting in her school, and they had a big picture of Jesus on the wall. We were waiting for her brother, so I just said, Jesus is your best friend. She looked at me and said, "Why is my best friend?" I was like, oh, okay. So, Jesus takes their kids.
I know.
Why is your best friend, I guess, but Jesus loves you too. She's like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So only
on Sunday. Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, no, she's not a Christian. That's why he was on the wall in the school. But even there, I had to explain it to her. You're right. You know, it's like the eunuch said, how will I know if somebody doesn't explain it to me? What's all about them? Do you understand what you're reading? Yeah. So, yes, the parents have a responsibility by their children to make sure they have a consistency in the worldview of Christianity in their education. And that's the point I wanted to make.
Well, I am probably a little tad darker on my thought process. I feel a lot of Christian parents have failed their kids. They have not done what they were called to do with those gifts from God that they were given. But that doesn't mean it's a lost cause. It doesn't mean they can't step up and do the job. But I think more Christian parents have to be less ashamed of their faith.
No, they have. No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just
step
saying
out
it's not
there.
As dark. There's a little bit of light. But no, I'm not. We would not be here today.
That's right.
As a society, if Christians were really living a biblical worldview. No, we would not. And in fact, when you look at the Barnum numbers, it's frightening.
Okay, we've got to go for a break. But here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.